This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A very quick primer now on another second-order effect going on in this economy, the hit that state budgets are taking because of the pandemic. Marketplace's Andy Euler holds forth from Austin, Texas.
Texas collected a whopping 13% less in sales taxes last month than it did in May of 2019.
Look, revenues are way down. There's no question about it.
Michael Granoff is an accounting professor at the University of Texas at Austin.
Well, they have to cut somewhere. Well, what do they spend their money on?
Well, public education, for one thing. It's the state's biggest expense. Cal Gilson teaches political science at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He says Texas is already near the bottom in per capita spending on education. Cuts will bring long-lasting economic pain.
Everybody understands that education is preparation for the workforce. So Texas is truly between a rock and a hard place, and it's likely worse than that, but on the radio, we can't be too descriptive.
Gilson says Texas will also have to reduce healthcare spending, another big budget item, and things like highway maintenance will be delayed too.
So we are going to cut the balance and then hope that we can replace those revenues in the coming years without doing irreparable damage.
Texas is one of seven states without an income tax, which means it relies on sales taxes more than, say, California or New York. But Michael Leachman at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says right now all states are in the same boat.
You pray that the federal government's going to step up to the plate and provide some relief soon. You can also draw on your reserves. Besides those things, you don't have good options.
He says the federal government has tried to help state and local governments as part of the different COVID-19 relief packages, but most are going to need a lot more cash before revenue collection picks back up again. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.